can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
You know, the Waffle House is something that is a phenomenon that I realize not everybody in America has experienced. Welcome into World Changers. I'm your host, Jamie Osborne, and welcome to our audience on the Biz Talk Radio Network, our TV audience on Biz TV, and our digital audience on iHeartRadio. So Waffle House, if you're in a part of the country and you don't really know this phenomenon, the Waffle House basically looks like a restaurant in a shipping container. The best way I could describe it, it's yellow and they kind of pop up. I think they put those things together in like a day and then they're there forever, and they occasionally clean them, I think. But where is the best place to go after a night of heavy drinking? Well, if you're in the South or in a part of the world where you have such a thing, the Waffle House would come to mind. And so there's a man who went to a Waffle House to sober up after drinking, and he ended up passing out in his chair in the restaurant. This happens. You know, you have 24-hour restaurants and things like that. People come in, they're a little tipsy, they end up passing out. So what do you assume the employees of this Waffle House did next? I'll give you some options, okay? A, they got the man some water, okay? Option B, they called the man an Uber to come and get him and take him home. C, they covered the man with condiments and cheese. I'll give you a second to contemplate your answer there. So A, they got the man some water. B, they called him an Uber. Or C, they cover him in condiments and cheese. Well, if you guessed answer C, you unfortunately are correct. Employees of the Waffle House in Georgia were filmed. This is a problem today. Cell phones are ruining the world because everything's on film now. Back in the good old days, friends, you could cover a drunk man in a Waffle House in condiments and cheese and not get caught doing it. But today you cannot, thanks to cell phones and social media. So anyway, the employees of this Waffle House in Georgia are filmed pouring salt, cheese slices, and ketchup on the passed out customer's head, which literally made him a cheese head, right? No, anyway, too soon. One of the employees even got behind the passed out man and used his body as a puppet, moving his limbs. It's like Weekend at Bernie's at the Waffle House. Waffle House representatives have confirmed that the employees involved have been terminated. The man did not know what happened until the video of him appeared, where, of course, on social media. Have you ever wondered what it would take to get banned from a store? This happens, apparently. I was talking to somebody just the other day. I was getting my hair cut, and the person who was cutting my hair said that they actually have customers that are so difficult and so big of a pain in the butt that they are permanently banned from going there to get their hair cut. And it's like in the computer, like if they try to make an appointment, a flag comes out. Well, Walmart has banned someone from one of their locations in Texas. Police in northern Texas say a woman was banned after spending several hours driving one of those electric carts you know, that you see at Walmart, driving it around the store's parking lot while drinking wine from a Pringles can. Now, you may have seen this. This has been making the rounds on social media. I didn't know about the electric cart part. I do remember the Pringles can and the wine in there, and I've kind of wanted to ride one of those electric carts, too. I never have, but anyway, that's what she did. Wichita Falls police spokesman Jeff Hughes says the woman had reportedly been riding the electric cart around the parking lot for about 3 hours. I'm surprised its battery held up that long. Hughes says police have eventually found the woman in a nearby restaurant and told her not to return to the store. So there you have it. What it takes is apparently 3 hours on an electric cart and wine from a Pringles can. Raise your hand out there if you would like to be a multimillionaire or even a billionaire. It's really not cool to be a millionaire anymore. You know, everybody's a millionaire. The guy down the street, you know, who goes out to water his lawn in his bathroom, he's probably a millionaire. But a billionaire, on the other hand, being a billionaire is cool. Well, in a study of 45 individuals, not a very big study, by the way, 45 individuals, whose net worth ranged on the low end at $10 million to on the upper end more than $3 billion. That's a pretty big range, $10 million to $3 billion. The majority said that the experience that helped them become extremely wealthy was, drum roll please, a job in sales. Yeah, roughly two-thirds of them said that their talents as salespeople had been a significant factor in their financial success. More than 1 in 3 said they owed 70% or more of their success to their sales talents. And what did they sell, you might ask? Well, apparently a little bit of everything, from costume jewelry to cosmetics to used car radios and wheel rims, even old egg cartons, one of them said. So, a career in sales. You know, actually, I believe that's true. I think the wealthiest people in the world are salespeople. I remember when I was in college, I took this entrepreneurship seminar. It was taught by a fellow who went on to become a friend of mine, who was the venture capitalist who funded the founding of the Discovery Channel. And I remember him still, as a college student, making that point, and it stuck with me, that if you really want to be successful, you have to learn how to sell. Anyway, let's go to the phones now. We have Mike in North Carolina. Mike, welcome to World Changers.
Thanks for having me.
What's on your mind?
I thought the Waffle House story was pretty interesting. I mean, I really can't believe that people would stoop that low to actually pour, you know, condiments on somebody.
Well, you're from a part of the world that has Waffle Houses. Have you ever been to one?
Yeah, you know, about once a year.
So, have you ever been to a Waffle House late night after a night of revelry?
Maybe when I was a little younger, yeah.
Well, I guess the moral of this particular story is, if you're going to be involved in hijinks, whether it be at the workplace or anywhere else, collect everybody's cell phones first or what? I mean, what do you make of this anyway? I mean, so let's step into the shoes of this poor man. Now, what's interesting is that the story said the man didn't know what happened until a video of him surfaced on social media, which is kind of interesting. I mean, you'd think if you woke up from you know, a drunken episode and you had cheese all over you and ketchup and that kind of stuff, you might have some clue of what had actually happened to you just by looking in the mirror. But apparently he did not know until he saw it on social media, which I guess he might have him to thank. He's social media famous now, right? But in all seriousness, you know, is this a good thing? I mean, is this a good thing that this man was plastered all over social media? Is it a bad thing? Has anything like that ever happened to you? What do you say, Mike?
I've definitely never been involved in some kind of detrimental social media type thing, but It might be a good thing that the guy was exposed a little bit, and the employees, just because maybe the man learned a little bit of a lesson, got a little bit embarrassed, and then Waffle House got to see what the employees at that particular location were like, and they no longer work there apparently.
So part of the deal, of course, is that he became a human puppet, started moving his limbs or whatever. How long before he becomes a GIF, do you think?
I don't know. The internet works in strange ways. Could be a month, could be years, could be never. I mean, you never really know how long these viral things are going to last.
What do you think about this story I talked about just a moment ago, where they went out and they surveyed these mega rich people, and they asked them what the number one most important ingredient in their success was, and they all said sales. What do you think about that? A lot of people, I think, tend to look at sales careers as being kind of their last resort, but some of the most successful people in the country are saying, no, it's that skill set that made me who I am today. You have an opinion about that?
Yeah, I do. I agree. I think that, I've had experience in sales. It's not the most, it's not the greatest thing you could ever do, but you have to have a certain tenacity to pull it off, and I think that tenacity carries you far later in life if you have it after.
All right, thanks, Mike, from North Carolina. Coming up on World Changers, we'll talk to a man in Paris, Tennessee, who's helping some people live the sweet life. We'll be right back.
Are you considering a walk-in tub? Buying a walk-in tub from a big box store or online means you'll probably need to arrange for your own installation. Costs can add up quickly. An alternative is to do business with a local company that specializes in walk-in tubs and provides professional installation from a team of experienced installers. Don't put off this important step for better health and safety. Call now 1-855-612-4449.
Finding senior care for your loved one can be an overwhelming task. It seems like there are thousands of options to sort through, all while juggling factors like cost and location. And of course, ultimately, what's right for your mom and dad. Keep a pen and paper handy for some important information. Before you begin this process, it helps to understand exactly what's out there so that you can make informed decisions. Here are some senior care options to keep in mind. Independent living communities. They feature personal apartments, group dining, social activities, and housekeeping services. Assisted living communities combine benefits of independent living communities with on-staff caregivers available 24 hours a day. Specialized memory care offers safe and secure environments and caregiving for seniors with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. And finally, skilled nursing facilities. They ensure 24-hour nursing care for seniors who have more complex medical needs. We're here to help find the perfect place. Call now to connect with a senior living advisor in your area. The consultation is completely free and without obligation. Call 1-866-284-2989. That's 866-284-2989. Together, we'll find the right fit.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number.
800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
My wife says I have too big of a sweet tooth. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true at all. As a matter of fact, there was a story today floating around on the internet that chocolate is better to control a cough than cough syrup. I don't know if you saw that, but I sent it instantly, a message out to my wife. I said, see, all this stuff I'm eating is really good for me. Anyway, the next story here combines two of my favorite things. It combines baked goods and helping other people. We go now to Paris, Tennessee, and we're talking with Tommy St. John, who is the co-owner of Sweet Jordan's Cafe. Welcome to World Changers, Tommy.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So where is Paris, Tennessee exactly?
We are in the middle between Nashville and Memphis.
Big town, small town? What's it like? Is it close to... Is that close to the whiskey place? I forget what it's called, but is it? Are you near there?
No, I don't believe so. We are about 30 miles south of Murray, Kentucky, and we're really just smack dab in the middle between Memphis and Nashville. We're kind of centrally located. You know, like there's Clarksville, Tennessee, and Jackson, Tennessee. Everything's about an hour from us that have, you know, like a mall.
Yeah, I got
we're
it.
Pretty
yeah.
small.
I guess I'm thinking. I guess I'm thinking of Jack Daniels. Is that right? It's somewhere around there, in that neck of the woods. I think between Nashville, and Memphis. But anyway, that's all.
Yeah, that's
all
me.
I know about there.
We're in West Tennessee.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. My geography will get caught up with me here. But anyway, that's not the important part. The important part is what you are doing there. So you and your husband are co-owners of this company called Sweet Jordan's Cafe. And one of the reasons that you started this particular cafe, which is unique, and we'll talk about how it's unique in a moment, is for your son. Your son is Jordan, or Sweet Jordan, as the name of the cafe implies. So let's start with your story. Once upon a time, mm-hmm. how did you come up with the idea to do this?
Well, so Jordan is our oldest son. We have four children, and he has Down syndrome. And after high school, there's not a whole lot for people with special needs to go and do. So one of the things that we found is that he was very happy with just sitting at home playing video games or working crossword puzzles or whatever, but we just wanted him to have more of a purpose and quality of life than just to be sitting at home. So we decided to do something about it, And when we started talking to people and telling them what we wanted to do, we realized real quick that this was much bigger than what we originally had thought was going to be something small. Now is something huge. And we have now 32, with two more starting next week. We'll have 34 special needs individuals that work here with Jordan. And I just took a little video of them all working in the kitchen, rolling cookie dough together. And it's just the sweetest thing you'll ever see.
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. So you're in a relatively small town, and you're running a bakery. Now, running any kind of bakery in a small market, it has its challenges, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You're running a bakery in a relatively small area, staffed by special needs adults, which, you know, requires a whole different kind of management structure and things like that. Tell me about some of the unique challenges of this particular business and how you've kind of had to adapt and overcome them.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of those things are that the special team member, some can only work a couple hours a day, where most of our team members work a four-hour shift. We found that that is what works best for most of our special team members. We have one young man who, because of transportation, he likes to work his 2 days all in one day. So he works 8-hour shift, but most of the other ones all work 4 hours or less. And they'll get anywhere from between 1 day a week, depending on, you know, what they can do, to, 3 days a week. So it is a 3,600 square foot bakery, and we just recently added another 1,200 square foot coffee shop that connects to our kitchen, so our special team members can work both sides. And there are challenges. There are times whenever payroll and the rent is due at the same time, but you know, we're believers in Christ, and we believe that this whole thing is a ministry more than anything, and God provides every single month what we need. And our kitchen is really big. We have two of our special team members that are in wheelchairs, so we had to keep that in mind while designing and working all of this out. You know, we don't have any experience in this type of business, and so we have truly been relying on God to lead us. And we try to treat people the way we want to be treated, and lean on Him and His Word for wisdom, definitely.
I think that's awesome. And so I'm sure. How long have you been in business? How long, you know, since you started?
We opened the bakery September 1st. Of 2017. So the bakery's been open for just a little over a year. And then the coffee shop we opened just this last November, 1st of November.
So
2018.
So let's say 18 months or so since you opened your doors, probably longer than that since you went through the planning process and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably there you've accumulated hundreds of stories about the impact of Sweet Jordan's Cafe. Share one of them with me. What's one of the stories that stands out about this special business helping very special people contribute to the world and learn new skills and all that? Give me a story.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a range of special needs individuals. Some have Down syndrome, some are autistic. We have this one young girl who she was totally nonverbal, and when she first started, it was concerning to my husband and I how we were going to communicate with her, but she followed instruction very, very well and did whatever we asked her to do. And I'll never forget the first day. I was giving her a couple different things to do, and as I walked away, I forgot to tell her to put gloves on. And as I walked away, she said, "Do I need gloves?" real quickly. And that's the first time I heard her voice. And, of course, the tears start rolling down my face, and I'm so excited that she just spoke to me. And I said, yes, you need gloves. And I said, I'm so excited.
We're out of time. I'm sorry. It's Tommy St. John. The business is Sweet Jordan's Cafe. Look them up online. You're in Paris, Tennessee. We'll be right back.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Herpesin L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Herpesin L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Uses directed.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxit not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxit takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all-natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxit also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxit relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxit is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
BizTalk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome back to World Changers. BizTalk Radio. You know, our next story is about a man who has chosen in life to make the best out of a difficult situation. And that's the way life is. I mean, stuff happens to us, but we can either, you know, lay down, or we can get back up, and we can move on. His name is Bob Sharland. He is from Massachusetts. And Bob used to work as a nightclub bouncer, and once he was beaten so severely in the head twice by people he kicked out of a bar, this is back in 2015, that it damaged his brain. And then last year he learned he had a cyst in the back of his brain and a tumor in his frontal lobe, memory loss, tremors, severe headaches, and the doctor said there's no way to stop it, no way to stop this deterioration. And eventually it would take his life. And, you know, he said he told our producer he even thought about contacting Death with Dignity, which is a physician-assisted suicide organization. But instead he did something else, something that's making a difference in the world. And we welcome Bob to World Changers today. Bob, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. So let's pick up the story there. So you're in a pretty desperate spot. You have these injuries that are, we're not getting any better. And lo and behold, you ended up doing something significant that's impacted hundreds of kids. What is it?
So when I first got diagnosed and I knew that things were going to get worse, I did apply for Death with Dignity out in Vermont. And while I was out there doing the application process, a counselor from one of the Springfield schools in Massachusetts called me because she knew I had been rebuilding bikes for kids for quite some time, but never on a large scale. And it made me think about doing this project and taking more on with it. And so we started building bikes on a rapid pace. We started getting large donations of bikes into where right now we're over 2,000 bikes in stock. And so we started building them and bringing them to public schools. We'd have the schools fill out an application process, and then we'd donate 30 to 50 bikes per school. And we even partnered up with AAA, the automotive club, so they donate a helmet for every bike I put out. I have another organization called the Beavers. They donate a bike lock for every bike. My doctor's office actually donates water bottles for all the bikes. And what I wanted to do was tie law enforcement into it, because I'm also a deputy sheriff in this county that I'm in. So I started bringing law enforcement into the program. So when we would go to the school and donate the 30 to 50 bikes to the kids that were chosen by the school, I'd have state troopers from Massachusetts, state troopers from Connecticut, and then the three boroughs of Chicopee, Springfield, and Holyoke, I'd have officers from each department and other deputies from my department with their lights on flashing go to the school to donate these bikes to the kids, because I look at it this way and I say, these kids are living in the most poverty areas and they see the absolute worst in law enforcement. But if now they see officers from all three of these towns in different states coming in, giving them a bike, fitting them with a helmet, teaching them a safety class, this may be the best impression that these children ever get of law enforcement.
I think you're probably right. One of the things I find interesting about a kid on a bike, unlike, you know, there are any number of things we could give a kid, right? But I think a bike really represents that very first bit of freedom for a kid.
Freedom, that was the word that we use, yeah, freedom. Yep.
And, you know,
it to get up.
And it introduces some responsibility and things like that. So according to my notes here, so you got this thing started in the spring of 2017. You spent more than $10,000 of your own money restoring 1,000 bikes at that point. Now, for you hear that. So somebody in the world spent $10,000 doing something good. Fine. That's not the headline. But but you're somebody who had received a diagnosis. You probably had tons of medical bills and things like that, and still you spent $10,000. So
it was actually,
tell me about
actually
that.
When we tallied it up. Yeah, when we tallied up recently, it was almost up to $13,000 that I invested in the program to get it really started and going. Because it blew up so fast after I had donated just a couple of bikes. It started right before Easter, I believe. I donated to one school, and then Easter morning I called up a friend of mine who's a local cop in a town called Chicopee, and I said, you know what, I've got 30-something bikes here. They're all finished. Let's bring them to this low-income housing project that he patrolled on a daily basis. So Easter morning, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, we went to this project and just started knocking on doors and handing bikes to the kids that came out. And as soon as we did that, it started making this crazy amount of news and publicity. And I needed more bikes, and I needed more parts. And so spending the money, it wasn't an option. It needed to be done. So I just did it. And yeah, I owe medical bills, but it's all stuff that my life insurance is going to pay off once I pass on. So I wasn't too concerned with it.
So again, we're talking to Bob Sharland. He's from Massachusetts. His organization is called Pedal Through Youth. Look him up online. Bob, tell me, what have you learned about people, you know, from doing this? Now, you said you've been a deputy sheriff, so you've seen people at their worst, right? But what have you learned about people as you've been doing this? I mean, everything from knocking on doors, giving away bikes to schools and that sort of thing.
I've learned something about the word called empathy. And when I was a bouncer and a bodyguard, I didn't know what empathy was. And even as a sheriff, I didn't know what empathy was. But my wife taught me about empathy. And everybody is different. Everybody has their own story. And in the area that we patrol, in the area that we hand out the bikes, we constantly see people on the street corners, you know, begging for stuff. And a lot of times in this area, we'll see them getting into a Cadillac Escalade or a nice SUV after a day of panhandling. And I've learned that I can't judge. I can't. Because everybody has a different story. Everybody has a different reason. Maybe that Cadillac Escalade that they're getting in after a day of panhandling is the only thing that they have left of their name. And panhandling is the only way they can make any kind of living. So empathy is what I've learned, because there's so many different people out there. Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own story. I've met so many single parents out there. One of the schools that we donated to briefly was called the Lawrence School in Holyoke. And when they contacted us, they told us that we were donating bikes to 45 kids that lived in homeless shelters. When we got to the school with our entourage of law enforcement from all departments, we got into the school, and we couldn't find the kids. And I asked the principal, and they said they're upstairs. And this is at 6 p.m. They said they're upstairs in the cafeteria eating dinner with their parents. These kids ate 3 meals a day at that school, and their parents were allowed to have dinner with them before they walked back to a homeless shelter. And when we donated these bikes to these kids, and we were leaving the facility after like an hour of, you know, donating the bikes, getting them fit with the helmets, saying goodbye, these kids were riding back to a homeless shelter as we were driving home, and they were waving at us and smiling. And that school was probably the second school that we donated to, and that was a school that made us all decide collectively as a group that we were going to turn this into a nonprofit, and we were not going to stop. We were going to keep doing this, and my team has promised me that after I'm gone, they are going to keep doing it. To see
kids'
faces.
We're down to a couple of minutes, I'm wondering, why did it take off? There are lots of people in the world that do good things for kids. This one has taken off like a rocket. Why do you think it is?
Part of it could have something to do with the fact that my deputy in this county. Part of it could have something to do with my background in general. I mean, it wasn't just that I was a guy donating bikes. I was one of the first male Girl Scout troop leaders. I coached softball for years for my daughter's softball team. I teach for a deaf school also during the day, one day a week. I teach deaf automotive. It was just a whole bunch of different things, but I think what I'm doing is the simplest thing out there. We're giving a bicycle. It's a bike. But like we just discussed, it's freedom to a child. It is. It's freedom. And we didn't stop. We didn't stop at one school or two schools. We have done 15 schools, and we're actually booking into 2020 already. And we just don't
stop. So you mentioned your dad.
Pulling up more programs. What's that?
Of course. Hey, you mentioned your dad. What's the life lesson you want your kids to take away from this? You know, that they'll remember long after you're gone.
Just do for others. I mean, there's so many people out there that need a little bit of help. And just do the best you can. I don't know, lend a helping hand. Just help others.
Well, Bob, thank you for what you're doing. You're in our prayers. Bob Sharland, Pedal Through Youth in Massachusetts, reminding us all it just takes a little bit to make a big difference. And we'll be right back with more World Changers on Biz Talk Radio after these messages.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free. And who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
My wife says I have too many gadgets in my life. I see something online or something, I've just got to have it. I don't know. I kind of into gadgets. I don't think that's a bad thing. How many gadgets are too many gadgets, do you think? Like 100? 200? No, probably not. Anyway. Well, I have never been to the Consumer Electronics Show, and I'm very jealous because I have a good friend who's an executive at one of the TV networks. He goes every year. I never get an invite. He not only does he go, but his network flies him out on a private plane to go to CES, which I think is a pretty good gig. I have dropped hints, but yet I still have not been invited to tag along. But anyway, CES has wrapped up in Las Vegas recently, and you know, it's kind of the place that I think shows us a barometer of what's going on in tech, not just kind of what's about the end of the market, but you know, what we're kind of anticipating in the next, say, 2-3 cycles, something like that. And this year's keynote address was from the tech company LG, and it was all about artificial intelligence, or AI. Now, depending upon where you are on this, you're either thinking that AI is itself the boogeyman, or AI is the, you know, the answer to all our problems, one or the other. But LG, at least claiming that the new immersion of AI in our lives is going to reduce poverty, it's going to ease conflict in the world, and they even claim that it will increase life expectancy. One of the larger claims LG made was that by means of alleviating mental workloads, it will do what physical machines did for physical labor. So, you know, back in the day when we had to make bricks by hand, you know, then eventually we had a machine for that, right, or whatever, and so it made our lives better, and AI is going to so reduce our mental workload, our stress, that it will also increase the quality of life. So, I don't know. You know, some people say, yeah, it's that, and robots are going to render the human race totally redundant. Time will tell. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We have Jerry from Maryland. Welcome to World Changers. How you doing?
Hi, good, Jamie. Thanks for taking the call.
Well, it's my pleasure. What's on your mind today, Jerry?
Well, artificial intelligence is sure a buzzword. You hear a lot about it. And I heard you mention just a minute ago, some people think it's the boogeyman, or some people think it's the answer to all problems. I hope it's somewhere in the middle. Technology is supposed to help humans. You know, electricity came along, and look what's happened. You mentioned robotics. Look at the Internet and the things that it's done for us. So I hope that artificial intelligence is going to do something for the good. We just have to make sure we don't get to, you know, 2001 A Space Odyssey, where Hal the genie gets out of the bottle, so to speak.
Jerry, do you have a background in tech by any chance?
Yes, I do. I'm an engineer for a tech firm.
So one of the things I find interesting is kind of the psychology of all this. I think a lot of people out there that are talking about AI and fear it probably don't really know what it is. But there seems to be something about the human condition or human nature that causes us to have a certain element of fear with regard to technology, particularly technology that we do not understand. So, you know, we turn on the TV or we go online, we're hearing words like blockchain, you know, and all this kind of stuff. We don't know what that means, most of us, you know, but we're not sure we're into it. You know, we read about everything from cryptocurrencies to, you know, you name it, all this stuff out there, and it carries with it a certain anxiety level in some people. Probably not in you, since you're in the tech sector. But why do you think that is? You know, when you go to a cocktail party and you're talking to somebody, you know, about what you do or about technology, and you start to see their eyes get a little wide and that sort of thing. Why do you think some people have that reaction?
You know, it's a good point. I think it's human nature in some way. And yes, I'm in the industry, but I'm not sure that I know what artificial intelligence is. There is a fear of the unknown, and clearly there's a fear of change because you don't understand what the change is or what it means. It's human nature. I don't know what else to call it.
Well, I do know this. I do know that artificial intelligence is inextricably tied to data, and so things become smarter because we feed more data into them, right? And we are in an era of unprecedented data collection. And not just data collection, but data analysis, data processing, and you know, whole new lines of business are springing up because of it. Targeting, it's making some businesses more efficient, and things like that. And so I think at the end of the day, if I really had to you know, kind of trace the line, I think a lot of people see this as just one more way that whatever semblance of privacy that we ever had is being evaporated. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and I think clearly there's probably a fear of that privacy evaporating, especially in this day and age where there's perceived intrusions on our privacy already. Clearly that would be the case, I think.
Is privacy outdated?
Data and artificial intelligence, to me, artificial intelligence as well, it's machines, but machines have to make decisions, and maybe they're going to make some of the decisions that I would make or could make, but they're going to make them for me. I think there's probably a little fear of that. Loss of control, perhaps?
Well, there's one industry this has come up in.
I think that's some form of artificial intelligence. Pilotless planes. Planes have been able to land themselves without pilot intervention since the 1980s, and they do it really, really well. And I'm happy that they do that. But I'm also glad that there's a pilot up front monitoring all of the gauges and gizmos and things that they do.
Well, that's actually where this has come up recently, is in the airline industry, because the systems on airlines have become so sophisticated now that there's a fear, and this was highlighted in a recent crash, there's a fear that the pilots can't react quickly enough when the machines fail. So we'll continue to monitor that. Jerry, thanks for your call, and thank you for tuning in this week to World Changers. We'll see you right back here, same time, same place, next week. I'm Jamie Osborne. Have a great week.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.